The Saskatoon Blades return to action tomorrow night at home to the Lethbridge Hurricanes for Festivus Night tomorrow night. We have Tanner Chuby from the Blades office in and Blades forward number 27, Hunter Langan. We're going to talk about Festivus Night here in just a little bit. But first thing I got to tell you guys, we had a text in to win Blades tickets back on Tuesday prior to your game in Moose Jaw. And because we had to send good vibes, so the text in to win was Blades win. So I think with 9 goals, we did the job, Hunter. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, whatever makes us win is we're happy. We're happy.
And you're hot. You're hot. You've been cold. You've been cold. But a good way to get the monkey off the back is scoring 9 goals on the road.
Yeah, for sure. It was a huge confidence booster for our team. You know, we were just looking for wins, looking for some bounces, and, you know, they finally went in for us, and hopefully they continue this weekend.
Tell us about your background and the pedigree, the hockey pedigree that runs through the Lang family and those who hit the ice before you.
Yeah, so, you know, my papa, he played here in Saskatoon, and, you know, he played with the Oilers, and, you know, then my dad played for Kelowna and played for Washington, and you know, I've always been around hockey. I've always wanted to play hockey, and you know, having them around me, they're real helps to me. And you know, it's pretty cool with all the hype around, you know, my papa and wearing the same jersey he did.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Calgary Flames draft pick. What was it like to go to a Flames training camp?
Yeah, it was. You know, it's unreal. You know, putting the sweater on every time, and it's pretty cool. And you know, you learn so much there, and you know, the guys are. It's pretty cool to see them. You're watching them on TV, and then, you know, you're in the same dressing room as them and learning from them, and they're teaching you. And, yeah, it's always cool to go there.
We're going to Tanner here in just a sec. I got to ask you one more question about that. Was there one person in that dressing room that you thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I'm in this. I'm lacing the skates up with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, like just seeing, like, Huberto and Kadri. You know, Kadri won a cup, and seeing Coleman, you know, Backlund's been in the league for like 17 years, and you know, it's pretty cool to, you know, see like Zane Perret get drafted on TV and walk in the stage, and then you get to meet him in person, and they're all unreal guys.
I would say it would just be a wow moment in life for sure. Well, all the best tomorrow night against the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Tanner, let's bring you in to tell us about, where did this idea come from, first of all?
Well, we've got some big Seinfeld fans in our office, and it just thought it'd be a fun game right around the holidays in relation to the episode, a different way to celebrate and kind of bring in Seinfeld fans and those that don't watch Seinfeld. I'll be completely honest, I've never watched Seinfeld, but this is probably the most I've learned about a TV show through a hockey game. So it's a pretty exciting game. I'm excited for it. I think fans should be as well. And, you know, we're going to have a camera set up on the concourse for fans to air some grievances. 500 fans will get a donation made in their name to the Human Fund upon entry. There's feats of strength with poke check and a classic tinsel-free Festivus pole. So it's going to be a good start to a 3-3 weekend, I think.
I would say that sounds like a lot of fun. I know the guys around the station are pretty stoked about it. But, yeah, whether you're a Seinfeld fan, if you're a Seinfeld fan, you get it. If you're not, there's still a lot of entertainment for the fans and a great hockey game to watch, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as I mentioned, it's a good chance to maybe learn about the show as well, but also taking some good hockey to start the weekend. The Lethbridge Hurricanes are in town for the first time this year, and it's a busy weekend for the Blades coming up. They have another home game on Sunday against Prince Albert, the first time since opening weekend, and back in Moose Jaw Saturday night as well. Busy, busy weekend before the break for Saskatoon.
All right, how do we get our tickets for the game tomorrow night?
You can always head to our store, the Fan Experience Zone, 2803 Faithful Avenue. Always cool to check out there. There's so many cool merchandise items. Yes. I mean, there's a shooting lane for the kids while you browse around. I mean, it's really an awesome store to check out. That'd be my first recommendation. But you can always get tickets online at Ticketmaster, too, for every Blades game.
And, of course, Christmas shopping made easy at the Fez,
yes,
too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You got all the gear there. You got the tickets. The one-stop shop. Thanks, guys, for popping in. Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.